Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday, which is from an amazing reading that the church gave us on Monday at Mass. The first reading was from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And I began to unpack it yesterday, and what is it about? And why do I want to focus on that this week? Mainly because it's so instructive. We have St. Paul describing, in so many words, what his life is like. He's describing what the normal Christian life is for him. And as we read it, I'll read it again today, because maybe some of you weren't tuned in yesterday to the program. I would encourage you to do that every day, because I think it would be a source of life and strength and for you as you continue to walk out your exciting and amazing journey in Christ. But Paul is describing a life that he's living that he seems to see as normal. But when we read it, it's so different than the life hardly any of us will live. And his relationship to what he's experiencing in life is the thing that I'm after. His circumstances are really, really difficult. And he's paying a very high price for walking in the footsteps of Christ. But what's amazing is there's no indication whatsoever that Paul thinks there's something wrong, like somehow he got the short straw, or that life just isn't working out for him. There's no complaint. There's no sense of, where's God in all this? Life should be more enjoyable. There should be a lot more fun. It should have a lot more comfort, all the rest of it. It should be filled with my becoming great and the kinds of things that are so present today in our culture, the expectations that we have. And when our expectations are upset, we kind of as disciples have the kind of expectations that the world is telling us we should be able to expect, that we all should constantly aspire to being richer, to having more material possessions, to seeking more comfort, to seeking more freedom, to seeking more personal entertainment, you know, one thing after another like that, to be secure, to be safe, to never have the apple cart turned over in our lives, that when that happens, it often leads people, because of the wrong expectations, I think, in part, leads believers to become very discouraged, to start doubting, to get upset, to kind of want to walk away. Where's God? I don't like the fact that I got the short straw. He dealt me a bad hand. Why do I have to live through difficulties and hardships? Very common experience. And Paul shows us a totally different way of living in the midst of a fallen world. He gets the fallen world part of it. I don't think we get that enough. He also gets the fact that Jesus said, if you want to follow me, count the cost. Because if you want to be serious about following me, you will experience rejection from the world. You'll experience hostility. You'll be marginalized, the rest of it. So again, just briefly, I'll read through the section where Paul describes his experience. And what he's saying is he's enduring. He's walking in endurance, which is a very important value, characteristic virtue, whatever you want to call it, in the New Testament that the church is constantly exhorted to. And the one who endures till the end is going to receive the crown from the Lord himself, eternal life and great rewards in eternal life. The scripture tells us if we endure. And it's really important for us to hear this and say the one who endures till the end gets the crown. You were made to get the crown, to wear the crown, to live with Jesus, to receive his rewards, to be with the Father forever in glory. But the scripture is really clear. The words of Jesus, the words of the apostles. Only the one who endures till the end, that is, who perseveres in the Lord, will wear the crown. And you got to persevere all the way to the end. And what the devil's hoping and his battle strategy for all of us is to create circumstances to get us into situations that are difficult, crippling, discouraging, whatever, because he wants us to give up. Give up, give up, give up, quit, walk away. It's not what you signed up for. Look at how hard it is. Where's God? Has he forgot? He must have forgotten about you. Look at the physical trials you're going through. Look at the family trials you're going through. Look at the financial difficulties you're going through. Look at how hard it is to even stand up as a Christian. Look how you're being marginalized now for the beliefs you have as a Christian. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for all that. The devil said, yeah, you deserve better. You should quit. You got on the wrong bandwagon. That's part of the spiritual battle. But Paul doesn't go there at all. He finds glory in it. Listen to him. He says, through much endurance in affliction, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, and fasts. So I talked about those at the end of the program yesterday. He's describing the reality of his experience. And he says, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. How do we do it? Because we're enduring, we're persevering in faith and hope and love through these actual circumstances of life. We're not giving up. We're not complaining. We're not grumbling. But he goes on. He goes, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God. Okay, this is such an important part of the reading, but an important truth for us. How is it possible to live through afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, and to not only endure and persevere, which is most fundamental, but also to live with purity and knowledge, patience, kindness? The Christian life is literally walking in the footsteps of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of that Holy Spirit in us. Paul says he does all of that in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity who comes to dwell in us as in a temple. And it gives us a new power and a new capacity to live a different way of life. And Paul's living a really different way of life. How many people do you know? Look at your own life. What little affliction, it doesn't take much in terms of affliction or hardships or constraints for all the knowledge and patience and kindness to go out the window. Because we get upset, we get angry, we're filled with kind of an inordinate worry, inordinate self-love, the kind of things that are present in a fallen human heart and a darkened mind that needs to be renewed. Paul has the strength, he said, to live in purity, to have a pure heart toward God and have a pure heart toward neighbor. You know, what happens with human beings when we run into afflictions and hardships? Look what's happening in the country. Look at things like the opiate crisis and the rise of pornography and things of that nature. We try to escape it. We try to numb our pain. We try to hide from our fears. We try to fix it. We look for some other power, some other way to be able to escape it. And so we fall into impure things. We buy lies. We get impatient. We get angry. We start pushing people around, kind of. You know what I mean? We're short. We're worried about ourselves, and we lose sight of the fundamental call to do what Paul will describe here, which is to act kindly toward others in the Holy Spirit, to live in true love and in truthful speech. Look at the craziness of our public culture right now. Look at how many people just lie like a rug. I mean, just this lie and lie. Our politicians lie. Everybody's positioning for power. Everybody, not everybody, but many, many people. That's the predominant feel anyway. As it gets communicated, you see so much lying, so much impatience, so much anger, very little truthful speech. By the way, this is something that God hates. You were made to live in the truth and know the truth. I am too, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way to happiness and fulfillment is to live in the truth. There's just so many lies. My point here is not to dig through all that, but just to point it out how radically different Paul's able to live in circumstances we wouldn't even want to get near. Not only the hardships, the afflictions, and the beatings and the like, and the imprisonments, but just, he says, vigils and fasts. I mean, he prayed all night sometimes. he fasted a lot. He was engaging in spiritual warfare because the bridegroom is not here now. Remember the story in the Gospels where Jesus said that, you know, his apostles were being accused of not fasting and they were eating it when they should be fasting. And Jesus said, well, when the bridegroom's here, it's not time to fast. But when he leaves, it's time to fast. Fasting is a form of spiritual warfare. So Paul, he's being vigilant. He's fasting. He's alert. He's aware. He speaks just like Peter does. And John, they know that Christians have been given grace, if we're serious about it, to live with alert minds, to gird up our loins, to be ready, to be in a posture of readiness, to live daily life that way. And Paul said, when you do that, what can the Holy Spirit produce in you? It's not your work. It's not just your energy. It's not just self-will or simply trying harder. It's living in the Holy Spirit. Paul will say, purity, knowledge, patience, kindness in the Holy Spirit. And then real, true love, truthful speech in the power of God. Christianity is a new way of life. It's an empowered life. Christian morality and living this way is not just a set of laws that I conform myself to. It's living in the Holy Spirit, who indeed is the new law itself, which is what? The law of love, ultimately. And the Holy Spirit gives us faith, hope, and love, which grounds our lives. And Paul's living by faith. He said, don't receive this grace in vain. So he's not receiving. He's telling us, this is how you ought to live. This is what not receiving the gift of God in vain looks like. You're not destabilized by hardships. You don't give up. You don't grumble. You don't complain. You don't blame other people for it. You don't find somebody to blame. But instead, you go deeper in the life of the Spirit and you live in the power of God. Jesus told the apostles before Pentecost, he says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. John the Apostle said he gave us power to become children of God. That means not just a thought like, okay, I'm a child of God, but literally he brings about it as a reality, and then he puts us in a new position with God the Father, in the family of God, and then the Holy Spirit helps us. Jesus said the Holy Spirit would come and be our helper, would be our advocate, would console us in situations and times of hardship like Paul is describing, so that we would live like a child of God. This is what the world needs to see. We have to be careful. It can be very easy today to get caught up in the cultural battles, the political battles, the great divide in the middle of this spiritual warfare that's going on, and mainly get caught up in such a way that we're filled with impatience. We lose our kindness. We know who our enemies are. We're super angry, can't sleep at night, and we start talking like the world, and we don't look much like children of God, like we have a different power and a different capacity to live through a very fallen and broken situation. So you have a power, and to be able to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's true. That's a reality. And so Jesus is calling on it. He's expecting us to draw on that power by seeking it first in our lives, seeking to love God first and to love neighbor in the midst of no matter what's happening. And if that's our heart's desire, we will have the power to live like Paul is talking about. Hope you can join me again tomorrow, friends. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.